Welcome to This is Richardson, telling the stories of Richardson, Texas, people and places, past and present.
Catherine Montgomery is a local business owner, and of course, we will link to her business, Tailgating Central, in the show notes. She's also a Richardson native, a Sunday school teacher, and an all-around great person to know. We had so much fun talking in this episode. I hope you enjoy our conversation, and I hope you find something to take home from Tailgating Central.
I'm Catherine. I have grown up in the Richardson area my entire life, with the exception of going to college. I started Tailgating Central in the fall of 2019, right before the pandemic.
Did you launch it online?
I started online.
Okay.
And I started with, I think, about four schools. I'm not positive. And I just bought some apparel. I bought a little bit of accessories and gifts. And I was like, okay, well, see how it goes. I did my first show at Paysetter Bazaar and at Pierce.
Yeah.
Actually, we went to high school. And so that was fun to do that and kind of got a little local following from there. Mm-hmm. And then I did a couple more shows that fall and then did a little bit, still a little bit online in this December. But again, I was just at the very beginning because I had started in the fall of 2019. So that was a kind of a slow start to the fall. And then went to January Market, and by then I knew that I needed to do more of the holiday shows and buy more merchandise. So I had gone to Market in January, and in August, all this merchandise is coming in. Well, shows got canceled because of COVID.
Right.
And so I had boxes and boxes of merchandise, and I'm like, oh no, what am I going to do? So I Googled and I researched, and up at the corner of Lone Star Mercantile, at the corner of Custer and McDermott, I reached out to them, and I said, do y'all have any openings for a booth? And I would like to do just like a 6-month lease, thinking that that would just get me through the, just through COVID, and that would be it. Well, I got into it, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I flourished, and I was like, you know what? I will sign a year lease with them, and I've been with them ever since. And then later that fall, I opened up another store in Frisco, and I started that one as well. And that really, with both of those stores, opening those up in the holiday season of 2020, that's when my online business really started to grow. And then one of my vendors that I buy clear bags for the games, they started face masks for each college. And then my business skyrocketed. Who knew that face masks would just let my business grow? I've kind of jokingly said it's the cheapest advertisement I've ever done.
So I didn't realize you had two locations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then you have two kind of brick and mortar as well as the online piece.
Yes.
And do you like having that combo of both the in-person and the online? Is that working well for you, or do you feel like drawn more towards one or another?
I think right now I'm probably drawn more towards online because I see that's where my biggest growth is right now. And that's, I wouldn't say the majority of my business, but a good chunk of my business right now comes from online, and that's with the help of social media. But you definitely need all, I definitely need all three, because with like retail, there's always ebbs and flows, and one month might be good online and the stores might be slow. So I'm glad to have all three.
Okay.
But my favorite part is when I get to do shows and when I get to interact with the customers.
Nice.
Yeah.
So is this what you went to school for and studied and kind of had in mind all along? Or was this a little bit of a detour plan?
Oh, this is definitely a detour plan.
Okay.
I changed my major several times in college, finished with a degree in human development and family studies, thinking I wanted to be a children's pastor.
Oh, okay.
And came home and went to seminary. And then I didn't finish, though.
Uh-huh.
I'm further enough along if I want to finish, but I got burned out with school. And so I was like, you know, I obviously have to find a job now. So I was like, I'll just work in retail for a little bit till I can just get some experience until I can figure out what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I turned out loving retail. My mom used to work in retail. And so I kind of got the retail bug from her, I think. And so, I worked in brick and mortar retail for a while. And then in the fall of 19, I started my business.
That's so cool. Did you go to Southwestern or which seminary?
Dallas Theological Seminary.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, very cool. You are also super involved in church. Mm-hmm. You play in the orchestra. You teach Sunday school. So just tell me a little bit about just growing up in this church. I'm fascinated by so many people in Richardson that grew up here, went away for a little while, whether that's to college or somewhere else, and then chose to come back and start their adult life here too. And yeah. So that seems to be what you have done because you went to Texas Tech, right? Mm-hmm. So what brought you back to the church and the city?
What brought me back to the city was I was coming back here for seminary and I was going to live at home. So that's what brought me back here. And all my family lives here. But growing up in this church is like my second family. So it was kind of a no-brainer to just jump right back in with the orchestra and playing each week with that. And then I got involved with Sunday school. So it was like, you know, this is my second family. Why not just stay here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Because, yeah, your mom works for the church, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I don't know that a lot of churches still have orchestras. Some do, but you don't see it as much anymore. So yeah. I think that's one of the things that makes our church special, and the music program here is just thriving.
Oh, for sure.
And I love, you know, having just a praise band and things like that too. Mm-hmm. But I think that having this type of worship is different and special. And so can you talk a little bit about, I don't know, what draws you to keep playing and just what role you feel like the orchestra plays in our church?
I think the orchestra plays a big role in our church in helping lead worship each week and kind of having that blend of traditional and kind of in the contemporary aspect as well, because we do play some praise and worship songs, but I think it's kind of a nice balance between the two. I like to keep playing because I love music. Music is a big part of my life. I kind of joke and say that I've been actually reading music longer than I've been actually reading, which is probably really true, because my love of music got started here in the kids' choir, and then I played piano, and so I just was like, you know, I have this ability to play music. Why not keep it going after college? So.
And has it always been the clarinet? Have you stuck with that from the beginning too?
Yes. So I stuck with that all the way through college and band and everything. So.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. That's awesome. Well, talk a little bit about what you think makes this church unique and just anything about First Baptist Richardson that you like or that you want to be sure to share.
I think it makes us unique because we are truly multi-generational. We have a variety of generations in our church, and what's also unique is that there are people here that have gone here their entire life of all different ages, and I think that is a very unique thing that we have.
Yeah, I love that too. And I like seeing the different generations getting together and mixing.
Oh, absolutely.
And, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, what is your favorite thing about Richardson, the city? Favorite place, business, anything at all that you want to share? Just what are some things you like about Richardson?
I love the local businesses around here. I love the local restaurants and the small businesses. Let's see. Shady's is one of my favorite spots to eat at.
I keep hearing about that. They have good burgers?
Is
that
the
one with burgers? Okay.
They have good burgers. I guess Boku would be one of my favorite places to shop at here in the local area.
Well, this is fun.
Yes.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Glad to know more about you, too.
Yeah, this has been fun. Thanks for asking me.
I'm so glad you include Alabama merchandise now.
Thanks for listening to This is Richardson. You can find all of the stories we tell about our community at thisisrichardson.com.